Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church here in Citrus Heights, California. This morning I'm coming to you from outside of our preschool here at Ascension. And one of the reasons I'm coming to you this morning here is that tomorrow morning, later than this is airing at 10 o'clock, our students in our four-year-old classroom, those who have turned five this year, will be entering in kindergarten in the fall, are having their moving up ceremony. And so they'll be leaving us at some point this summer and enrolling in kindergarten in the fall, going to real school as opposed to preschool. And we're quite proud of them. And this morning I heard them rehearsing, practicing for their moving up ceremony, and their teacher, Miss Sarah, had them reciting the things that they have memorized this year so that they can recite them for their parents and family who come for the ceremony. I was impressed with the number of things that they remember, not just the number of numbers, 1 through 25, but the Lord's Prayer they recited together, the Pledge of Allegiance they recited together. And there were a few other things they recited together that I don't remember, but they remembered, which is probably more important. But that got me to thinking about how easy it seems to be for children to hear something and repeat it, to learn it, to be able to recite it, and how important it is that we are careful with what we say in front of them and what we teach them, because whatever that happens to be, there's a good chance they're going to repeat it, and then they're going to come to believe it, and it can and will impact their life. All of our words, all of the things that we say, make a difference, not just in the life of children, but in the life of the people we're in community with. This past Sunday was Pentecost Sunday, and one of the things that we highlighted from Romans chapter 8 was that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we don't have the words to pray. The Spirit knows what's on our in our hearts and on our minds and gives voice or words to the things that are frustrating us or bothering us or causing us pain or grief. And that too makes me think that it isn't even just the words that we say, but the things that we think that matter, that not only are they heard by those around us, but they're heard by God, and God knows those words, and God, by the work of the Spirit, intercedes in those places for us. The psalmist in Psalm 19 prays a prayer, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O God, my rock and my redeemer." On this day and this week, it's my prayer that my words and my meditations would be pleasing to God and would be suitable for young ears. And I hope that you would join me in that same prayer for yourself, that we might together be a good influence, not just for this next generation, but for all of our neighbors and the folks whom we encounter today and every day. It's been good spending this part of this day with you, and I look forward to seeing you in worship on Sunday or next Wednesday for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.